This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Sad word this morning from Memphis. Police say a body found Monday is that of 34-year-old schoolteacher Eliza Fletcher, who was kidnapped and forced into an SUV last week during an early morning jog. The AP's Mike Rossia.
Saturday, U.S. Marshals arrested 38-year-old Cleotha Abston and charged him with Fletcher's kidnapping. Police detected Abston's DNA on a pair of sandals found near where Fletcher was last seen, and police believe a vehicle belonging to someone at a residence where Abston was staying was used in the kidnapping. Monday, the Commercial Appeal reported Abston spent 20 years in prison for a previous kidnapping. I'm Mike Rossia.
High fencing, extra security. It's day one of school for students in Uvalde, Texas, months after a gunman shot and killed 21 people at Robb Elementary. The AP's Julie Walker.
Parents with tears in their eyes dropped off their children as teachers greeted them, saying, "Good morning, sunshine. You ready to have a good school year?" Students began arriving at Uvalde Elementary before dawn, walking through newly installed 8-foot metal fencing that surrounds the campus and past a state trooper standing guard outside an entrance. Colorful flags hung inside the hallways, and teachers wore turquoise shirts that read, "Together we rise and together we are better." State troopers were parked on every corner outside the school. I'm Julie Walker.
Triple-digit temperatures in parts of the West. It may hit 114 degrees today in Las Vegas, 115 in Sacramento. California now facing its highest chance of blackouts this year as that fierce heat wave continues. Now to the war in Ukraine. More worries today about that nuclear power plant in Ukraine as shelling around it has been continuing. This is AP News. The president of France is advising the French to cut down on their use of energy.
French President Emmanuel Macron is calling for a sharp 10% reduction in the country's energy use in the coming weeks and months to avoid the risk of rationing and cuts this winter. Macron's remarks come amid tensions with supplier Russia over the war in Ukraine. Macron says the best energy is that which we don't consume, urging businesses and households to save energy. That includes turning down heating and air conditioning. Macron warns forced energy savings might have to be considered in the coming months if voluntary energy saving isn't sufficient. He adds energy rationing plans are being prepared in case, and that cuts will happen as a last resort. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Liz Truss is Britain's new prime minister, replacing Boris Johnson, who was forced out after scandals. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.